Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesu Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Adrian Garrett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Milt Pappas. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bourque scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Monday moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday scores. Beckert moves to third. One out. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque takes first base on ball 4. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas bunts towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a pop-up towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pappas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Jim Wynn. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bork hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsh covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, The Astros won, and the Cubs won. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms moves to second. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rader settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0 for 0 in the game. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Bill Bonham now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into center field. Monday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Monday. Watson scores. May moves to third. Rader moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards is walked intentionally. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Astros. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bourque takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Gallagher now playing left field. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Bill Bonham. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Garrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bourque hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsh covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.